Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by New Wellington Mayor Jack Clark. Mayor Clark, thanks for taking the time to come, and really appreciate you taking the time to come talk to us.
I'm glad to be here.
So let's just kind of start off by looking back at when you were first, you know, sworn in as mayor. Let's just reflect on it for a second. What were some of the emotions you were experiencing as you were taking that oath of office?
Well, I was really, really nervous. I've been on city council for a little while, and I've been kind of learning how government works. The first time I've been involved with government, I was over the office a little bit because we had the mayor's daughters in there, so he couldn't actually be her boss. So yeah, I've kind of been over the office and learning a little bit, and that's why he approached me to be the interim mayor. So I was actually running it for a couple of weeks before they even put me in, but they've had a lot of big projects that I've just kind of come in the middle of.
Yeah, and being in those city council meetings, you really did just walk into a loaded slate of projects. So, you know, props to you for taking the initiative, though, to kind of just jump in and engulf yourself in all of these. Now, let's kind of start off with kind of your city view for Wellington going on throughout your term. As mayor, what are some problems in the community that you're seeing that you kind of want to address during your time as mayor?
Well, right now, a lot of the problems are being addressed. You know, we had sewer and water problems, and we're coming to the tail end of that, thank goodness. We still have about half of the meters for our secondary water that we're working on, just to find the good contractors to take care of that. We've got a city hall problem that we're actually doing a feasibility study to see how to go about getting us a new city hall. It's basically falling apart around us. Should have been replaced like 10 years ago. But so we've been working on that. One of the big problems that I saw is our playground, and we're actually working on that too right now. There's a grant out there to help replace that playground in Wellington City. It's kind of falling apart too. It should have been taken care of. But.
And then I know outside of these problems in your city council meetings, one of the big issues that you talk about is how to best communicate with the public. So as mayor, how do you kind of see yourself communicating with the public during your time in office?
So we've discussed that quite a bit, and we do put out an email. It's on our website, and they post stuff, but for our older generation, that's not working. We've been trying to figure out how to get in front of the older generation that doesn't use the new technology. And I haven't got the perfect idea yet. I've even thought about maybe posting a newsletter at the post office. They got a little post board, but I know we use our billing stuff quite a bit. But I don't even look at that stuff at all. Mine's all electronic, so I don't get those letters. So I'm trying to find a happy medium. My suggestion would be having people come to our city council meetings, and then you know they post that a couple days before. Actually, I think it's posted 24 hours the agenda, and that's how they get their voice.
You know, and it's really important to show up to those city council meetings, especially if you see something in the community that you might have a problem with or something that you see that needs to be addressed. That's the best way to reach out to the city council. It's the most direct way, honestly, to do it. And, you know, when people get involved in their government, you guys talked about it in your interviews for the vacant city council positions, but really, it's the constituents who are supposed to be directing you, but without that constituent voice, you don't know what direction you need to go. So, yeah, I agree. Showing up to those city council meetings, just such an important thing to do for any citizen.
I agree with that. And we're trying to direct it in the best that we think it needs to be directed. But if we don't have the public's view, then we can't direct it.
And then let's kind of talk about another pretty big topic around here in the Castle Country area, and that's small business, local business. As mayor, how do you and Wellington plan to support these small and local businesses?
So we're definitely trying to help them out the best we can. We've had some interest in some commercial property right there along the highway. I would like to see more business come in. well, one, for the revenue, because it helps pay the bills, but for our public, you know, I grew up with Charlie's or Single Stop, and you know, they had, if you needed a groceries there, they had a little bit of groceries there. You know, Miller's has that too, but they're priced for like travelers. I'd like to see some stuff to help the citizens that aren't able to get out and about a little bit. I know the church has programs, but we're trying to make it a well-rounded deal.
And yeah, it's always important having that well-rounded business space. You know, you want stuff for tourism to stop by, but you also want stuff for the locals, a little more, you know, locally priced. Keep it affordable for the residents of the city. Now, let's talk about goals for the city during your term. What's one goal you have for Wellington, and how do you plan on accomplishing it?
I don't have any goals actually set in stone, but I do have, you know, the playground, that's a huge one to me, because I have my grandkids out there playing on it, and the slides are kind of broken, so we're pushing to get that playground fixed. I think that's going to be a huge thing for the park, but I would like to see a couple businesses come in, and I've had a couple reach out to the city, and we're actually looking into seeing how we can help them to bring it in, because, you know, if we get a little more restaurants or another gas station, I think that's going to help our citizens too. But my biggest goal is to make our city kind of function, intertwine with the other cities, with Price and with Helper. I think we're so small, we need to kind of mesh and get their ideas. And I've already met with a couple of the mayors through another meeting, and just hearing some of their ideas, I want to get in there to figure this out a little bit more.
You know, and it's always good turning to that collaboration with other cities. I mean, they might have experienced problems in the past that you're experiencing now, and could probably provide you with a little footpath on how you want to solve it. So that's very props to you for seeking out that information before anything really blows up.
But, you know, and we've got the tourism there too. The Nine Mile Canyon, I don't think it's hardly even touched. And I know Ben Mead up the canyon has actually worked a ton. He's got the little campground up there, I think it's 21 miles in. You can camp, they got cowboy poetry, you can rent their facilities. And that's like right at the mouth of all the petroglyphs. So, and I think they even provide tours up there. But, you know, we've got a campground that just come in. Just east of town, we've got another big, huge business coming in that I'm excited to hear and see what he's got going on. He's talked really good about some of the he's gonna have like fresh served ice cream and stuff like that at his gas station, but it'll be a hotel, gas station, campground. So he's got some big plans too, and that's gonna be east of town. I want to try and get our community more community oriented again. Back in the old days, everybody knew everybody. It's not like that anymore. Meet your neighbors type thing.
Yeah, I think that's a very noble goal to have, you know, getting out and getting the community interacting with each other, because that's really, like you said, how you become such a community-oriented place. And I think that's the perfect identity for Wellington to be seeking. Now, Mayor Clark, is there any message you'd like to share for the citizens of Wellington?
I would just encourage them to come out to our meetings. You know, we meet the second Wednesday of the month and the last Wednesday of the month. So I just encourage you to come out to our meetings, make your voice heard, so give us some direction to what you want to do. I've had one, I had a concerned citizen, well, I'm not happy with the snow plow. And I go, well, I haven't done any snow plow yet this year, but he made his concerns, and I think I'm going to validate that. I'm going to try and make sure his concerns are heard. So, you know, make sure the sidewalks are clear in the places that aren't, like the park. Make sure those sidewalks get clean so people can use the sidewalks and not have to walk down the street because the snow's so thick. But I think the biggest thing is getting the people involved. And that's what Mayor Timothy always said. He says, we're here for you guys. And he mentioned that many times in council. Come and voice your opinion. Let us know the direction you want us to go. We're trying to do the best we can, but we got five councilmen and the mayor. So if you don't come voice your opinion, then you're have to take the direction that they're doing. They're trying to do the best job they can.
Yeah, it's hard to really identify every problem without getting that citizen input, because they provide just such a varied, you know, lens of different perspective for the city. And without that, you know, it's just, like you said, five guys and a mayor trying to lead the city in the direction they see best. And it just really helps to have that constituent voice go along with it. Now, Mayor Clark, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I'm just going to say I'm going to try to do the best job I can. And I hope we have support from the citizens. But, you know, let us know what your feelings are. My best interest is looking out for Wellington, and that's kind of why I decided to do this job. I'm trying to do the best for the city, so come out and support us.
Well, Mayor Clark, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Wellington City Mayor Jack Clark, and we were talking about his vision and goals for the city. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.